The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Effie, you feel well enough to come down to breakfast?
Mm-hmm. I woke up this morning and I said to myself, well, I just had enough of this.
Oh, well, now you've had a bad cold and you overdid it coming downstairs last night.
Oh, I had more than a cold, dear. I had a virus.
Well, whatever it was, a virus, but
I must say this is the first morning I really felt like myself again. How's Betsy?
Oh, she's fine. Oh. Nothing wrong with her. I got her off to school.
How's your cold?
Oh, lingering as usual.
Cough,
you know, but we have another patient today.
Oh, no.
Well, he had a sore throat last night, he said.
Oh.
And this morning I said he might as well stay in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he feels so miserable he didn't need any encouragement. I just hope he rests and sleeps most of the day or I won't get a thing done.
Well,
you know?
I'll help wait on him, honey. Goodness knows you had your hands full with me last week.
Oh, I didn't mind at all. Well, we go through this every winter. Mm-hmm. Somebody gets a cold, just goes through the whole thing.
Well, I had more of a virus than a cold.
Yeah, well, whatever it was. Now, there's orange juice, and I fixed some hot cereal. It's right there on the stove.
When you talked to Martha on the phone last week, didn't you tell her I was sick?
Oh, yes, of course. That's why I said we wouldn't be over last weekend.
Well, isn't that funny?
What?
She never sent me a get well card.
Oh, well, it'll probably come in the mail today.
Hmm.
Aunt Martha's always very good about things.
I know.
That's
quite the strange.
Yeah. There's lunch. You eat your breakfast, Aunt Effie, and I'll go see what he wants.
Most often, true religion consists not only of believing, but in doing as well. The overseas relief organizations of our major religious faiths, Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish, are responsible for more than 80% of America's voluntary aid to homeless and hungry people abroad, to refugees, victims of famine and disaster, to the undernourished and underprivileged. This greatest of America's voluntary overseas aid efforts provides needy people in virtually every free country in the world with food, clothing, medicines, and other assistance. Thus, it created a reservoir of goodwill toward the United States that is beyond measurement in dollars and cents. As conducted by Church World Service, Catholic Relief Services, and the United Jewish Appeal, this religious overseas aid is a highly efficient operation. An example, in distribution of U.S. surplus commodities, each dollar contributed makes available more than 300 pounds of food for hungry people abroad. Won't you extend help in spiritual brotherhood? Keep faith with those in need overseas. Give through your faith.
Well, there he is again. Let me go up this time.
No, I'll go.
Well, here, give me the cloth. You're off in the dusting.
Yes. Stop it. I'm on my way.
Find out if he likes a nice chicken broth for lunch.
All right, Aunt Effie. Well, thought you were asleep.
I woke up.
Oh. And I'll tell you this much, between Aunt Effie being sick last week and you this week, there's one good thing about it. Hope I've lost some weight running up and down the stairs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm joking, dear. What can I do for you?
Well, I don't know. What are you doing?
You know, housework. Here, lean forward. Let me fix your pillows.
Well, what's Aunt Effie doing?
Well, she's helping me. Now lean back.
Thank you.
Want some nose drops?
No. The cold doesn't seem to be in my head. It seems to be in my chest, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you stay covered up.
Yes, the way I generally get colds, you know. They start in my chest, then they go to my head, then back to my chest again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then...
Now, do you want one of these magazines to read? Or a book?
No. I don't feel like reading. Haven't you got something you could be doing upstairs, like cleaning out dresser drawers or something, so I could talk to you?
Well, dear, actually, I'm trying to wash an iron today.
Oh... Well, it's okay. You run along. Don't worry about me. I'll be all right. I'll just lie here and look out the window.
No, there must be something. Oh, wait a minute. I've got a wonderful idea. When Mr. Cranshaw offered you the job of going abroad on business this summer, didn't he ask if you knew any other language?
Well, yeah. I told him I knew French. I do. Well, I mean, I got to brush up on it a little, but mm-hmm. I can...
Well, don't you think this is a good time to brush up? While you're just lying here in bed?
How am I going to brush up? Did you buy a set of records?
No, not yet. But when I was in the bookstore the other day, I did pick up 2 little handbooks for travelers. I think they're in the closet here, still in my big handbag. Got one in Italian and one in French. Now, just a second, let me look.
Italian? Mm. Boy, I don't know any Italian.
Neither do I, but I thought it might come in handy. Here they are. Here they are. Berlitz French phrase book for travelers and Berlitz Italian phrase book. I just glanced through them, but they look wonderful. All the questions, you know, you might have to ask and the answers.
Yeah? Well, the answers are the important ones. Mm-hmm. No sense being able to say, what happened to my laundry, if you don't know what the guy is rattling back at you.
Yeah. Pound on the floor with the broom handle again if you want anything. Here are the books. Voila.
Merci, madame.
Oh, dear, now what does he want? Yes?
Come up here, both of you.
Both of us. Turn off the internet. He wants you to...
What do you suppose he wants to do now? Play three-handed bridge?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Yes, stop it. Cut it out now. We're coming.
Well, hurry up, or your school's just starting.
School? What do you mean, school?
Come on. Get started on your first Italian lesson.
First Italian lesson?
Now, look, your Aunt Effie and I are right in the middle.
All right, sit down. Well, aren't you planning to go with me to Europe?
Mm, well, I hope so, if I can scrape up the money.
Well, if you go, I'm certainly tempted to go along. Martha thinks I'm just plain reckless to spend what little savings I have, but I said, well, I can't spend it while I'm dead.
Oh, I know we'd have a wonderful time.
Well, you'll have a much better time if you know how to say a few words, at least, in some other languages.
Mm-hmm.
And if we all learn something new each day...
In what language?
Well, French, Italian, Spanish, maybe some German.
Mm. Don't you think it'd be wiser to stick to one to begin with?
Well, all right. Today we'll do Italian, and we will start right now by learning a few simple but very important phrases.
Well, did you turn the iron off for sure?
We're going to learn a few simple phrases. I picked out a few that I think you ought to memorize perfectly. Such things as, I have lost my baggage. Yeah, all right, go ahead and laugh. But this is the kind of things that you'd better learn. Here, how much is it? No, thank you. I do not wish to pay that much.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, listen to him. Spoiling the tip already.
Now, here's another phrase you'd better learn. If I'm tied up on business during the day and you're wandering around alone, here. La finisca di annoiarmi, which means stop bothering me.
My goodness, that phrase is included in the book. It makes Italy sound even more interesting.
And that works both ways, dear. I glanced briefly at that little book myself, and I noticed there's also a phrase included that you'd better learn when I'm not with you.
Oh, what was that?
I am married, and here is a picture of my wife. But I do think, dear, we ought to start on simpler phrases first.
Yeah, all right. Now, I will, here's what we'll do. I'll say them, and you repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Buongiorno. Aunt Effie, buongiorno. Well, come on.
Oh, I can't. I just feel so...
Well, of course you can. Now, come on.
I can't. I'm not attending an Italian.
Well, neither do we. So we're all starting even. Now, come on. Buongiorno. Oh, Aunt Effie, come on.
Oh, Aunt Effie, come on. It's just us.
Oh, the heck with it. You say it. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
No. Buongiorno.
That's what I said.
No, it isn't.
Buongiorno.
No, it's not buongiorno. Now, listen to me. Buongiorno.
Oh, really?
Well, why?
Every time we ever discuss another language like this, French or anything, you get this superior, know-it-all attitude. Since when are you such an authority on Italian?
It shows how to pronounce it right here in the book. Here, right underneath. Hey, look at that line underneath there. Now, you see that?
Yes.
All right, now then say it like that. Now, come on, try it again. Look at it.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
That is what I said, didn't I, Aunt Effie?
I think I'll just stay out of this and go finish the other.
That is not what you said. You keep saying buongiorno. Buongiorno, Papisa. Can't you hear the difference? Now, listen, not giorno. Giorno. Giorno.
This is one of those brief, fleeting moments when I wonder why I married you.
Oh, now wait a minute. Now, why do you get mad?
I'm not mad. I don't like being made fun of. Or to put my feelings for you in another language, Du erlebt Arden pro Welse in Gang in Melon.
What is that?
Norwegian. Freely translated, you're sometimes a pain in the neck.
Norwegian? When did you ever
learn? While you're studying Italian, you better learn the phrase, for I seem to have lost my wife.
Oh, wait a minute, will you? Wait, honey. Oh, God.
What do Alan Jackson, Ron Cochran, and Phil Rizzuto have in common? Well, they're a trio who provide you with considerable information in different fields, nights, over CBS radio. Alan Jackson makes it his business to relay to you a picture of the day's business news, a five-minute capsule of facts and features to keep you informed about the course of the day's activities on the nation's economic scene. Ron Cochran, who presides over CBS Radio's Answer Please, is the man who can give you the right answers, entertainingly, too, to those questions that have been puzzling you. And there's a possibility of prizes for you, too, as you can find out by hearing Answer Please. Then there's that former Yankee great Phil Rizzuto on hand each Monday through Saturday night to let you know what in the exciting world of sports, to give you an important scores and interesting stories on sports time. Alan Jackson, Ron Cochran, and Phil Rizzuto, top personalities heard each weeknight over most of these CBS radio stations. Tonight, hear business news, Answer Please, and sports time. Three good reasons for you to keep your dial set right here each night.
And, Effie, let me finish the ironing.
Oh, you go on with your mending. There's a button off that dress of Betsy's, too. I noticed it when I ironed it.
Oh, oh, what now? Well, I am just not going up.
I think he's coming down.
Oh, now listen, what is all this Norwegian business?
My grandfather, now look at you. No bathrobe, no slippers, dear.
Why don't you ever tell me that you spoke Norwegian?
You never asked.
Oh.
I don't know much. What I do know sometimes comes in handy. Now, you get back upstairs and get into bed before you catch
up. Look, I'm sorry I acted superior if I did. But when you learn a language, you ought to at least try to say it right. Speak it the way they do. You know, getting the lilt and the rhythm.
Look, you learn Italian your way and I'll learn it my way. Huh? And when we get to Italy...
You know what will happen, don't you? You will make out just fine and nobody will understand one word that I say. What will happen? You wait and see. Now, look, I'll go get my bathrobe and slippers. Now, come back down so we can have fun learning things together, huh?
Well, dear Aunt Effie and I have so much to do, darling.
Dove un buon albergo.
Oh, my. I hope he's well enough to go back to work tomorrow.
Oh, yes, so do I.
Have you had your soup today? Candles of Kirk, candles of Kirk. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
And say, do you want to give your family a real treat for dinner? Serve them delicious Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. Tender pieces of mushroom and rich country cream. The best mushroom flavor yet. Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.